They don't even know our limits. They don't know our limits.
I have a question for you. Are your best days behind you? Has anybody ever asked themselves that? I woke up this morning thinking about it because I'm currently still doing music in a completely different way than I've ever done it before. Previously, I had 2 record deals with Warner, one with Capitol, toured the world, did all these things, sold a bunch of records. Awesome. Right now, no record deal, doing sync music by myself with some amazing friends in an amazing company. That's where I'm at. One would think, okay, man, your past, you literally went all around the world. You literally got to sing in front of thousands of thousands of thousands of thousands of people. Got paid to do it. How amazing. But where was your heart enjoying it all? And how do you look back on that memory? Right now, you sing for nobody. You literally don't sing for anybody. And where's your heart at now? When I look back at my past, I see a lot of fond memories. I see a lot of things that I'm like, man, I have so much gratitude for what I got to do. And yet, as I grew and matured, I wouldn't replace that. Like, I wouldn't replace what I have with that right now. And I wouldn't say that it was a negative experience back then. I wouldn't say that it was something that I didn't love. But as I grow and mature and I changed based on life and understanding what true happiness really is, I start recognizing that when I was in that place, I was living a life of performance. So it was something that I had to be great at. The amount of stress that came with touring and being an artist and needing to be good enough, needing to sell enough, needing to be in front of enough people to validate who I was so stressful that it's hard to look back and feel the love I had for the season. Because as I fast forward in my life now, away from stress, away from pressure, away from all those things, my joy and my happiness is so much greater now than it was then. And again, I'm not trying to like downplay the then, but I firmly believe that I, at least speaking for me, wasn't created to maximize the person that I am with the amount of stress and pressure that comes with being successful and being all these things, a touring musician and all that stuff. Now, I'm not saying that I run away from success or I'm not a hard worker, or, you know, that's, you're going to be so much more happier if you just run away from all those things. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that my life naturally progressed into a place where I stopped chasing the things that I thought I wanted: sales, success, more records, more people, more eyes. The stress of that did not bring me to the best person that I was. And you can do that in any vocation that you have, whatever it is that you are going after hard. I recognize that no matter what goal I reached, I was never as happy as I thought I would be. So I was forced to ask myself the question, well, what's real joy? What's real contentment? I found it as I continue to live life in releasing all these expectations of myself and these grand ideas of this is what I want, this is what I need. And I started finding it in the simplest things, in the things that cost you nothing, in relationships, in being able to love my wife more, and being able to love myself more, and being able to take the pressure off what I thought was success. And so when I think, are my best days behind me? It's like a trick question that if you just weighed it based on the things that weren't important to me or aren't important to me, I would say, man, yeah, I was way more successful back then. But do I feel that way now? Nah. Because I wake up every morning grateful for the life that I got to live and the life that I'm currently living. And I don't know what it's going to take in each person to be able to get to a place like that. There are still momentary times or transient times where I go in and out of this feeling of like, man, I wish I could have more or be more successful or sell more music or get more placements or all these things. And I'm quickly reminded of the mindset it takes to be in that place, because you have to start caring what people say. You have to start caring what people think, want of you, expect of you. You have to, because you are at that point feeding a machine, feeding a monster that demands something from you, that requires something from you. And if you're not giving it what it requires, you will not succeed. I am not demonizing that. I'm not saying that you shouldn't go for those certain things. I guess what I'm trying to let you know is that there's a price with everything. And I understand this more so now than ever before, especially with success. There is a price that you will pony up to get the things that you want. Sometimes that price is steeper than you thought. That's what I recognize. And so now when I have fleeting moments of envy, fleeting moments of insecurity, I remind myself the price that I will have to pay to get the fame, to get the extreme fortune, to get all those things in that manner that I used to. And for me, the price is too high. I don't know what it is in your life that you're going after. I don't know what it is that you feel that will bring you happiness or joy. But what I do know is, if you're asking yourself the question, are my best days behind me? I think the only accurate way to answer that is, are you content? Are you content? Because if you can say you were content back then and are not content now, then maybe you have an argument for that statement. Maybe your best days are behind you. But if you can learn contentment in your current stage right now, where you're at, wherever it is, then my friend, the best days for sure are in front of you, because it doesn't matter what comes your way, high, low, good, bad. You have found the ability to be grateful and have gratitude and grace in all things. And when you can get to that place, literally the power of the world, the power of expectation, the power of failure, the power of other people's expectations on you, it all goes away. And that kind of freedom is literally what I'm living for now. I really do hope that you guys can find that and be able to answer the question, are my best days behind me? And honestly be able to say, nah, I am so looking forward to the future. I love you guys.